Hello, you're listening to Nobilis Erotica, a podcast of short erotic fiction and excerpts from longer works by myself and some of my friends. I'm intending for this to be a weekly podcast, but I'm not going to make any promises. We'll just see what happens. The first story I'm going to read you is a story I wrote dedicated to Michelle of the Whispered Pearls podcast. The title is Honestly. Hannah opened the door of the coffee shop, surveyed the room, and sighed with relief. She didn't want too many witnesses for what she was about to do. She held the door open for her companion, a tall fellow with dark hair bound into a long braid. He smiled and nodded politely. "Have a seat," she said, waving vaguely in the direction of the easy chairs in the back of the shop. "I'm buying. What would you like?"
"Oh, just a tall drip," he said. "I'm not really a big fan of espresso."
"Black?
Please."
Hannah walked to the counter and ordered two cups. When they arrived, she carried them over, steaming and aromatic. She set them down on a little table between the chairs and sat down demurely.
"So we're here," he said, "and we have our coffee. So what's this about?"
Hannah closed her eyes and took a deep breath. "You have every right to be impatient. I've been very vague about why I wanted to bring you out of the office, and you've been great about going along with it all. But before I say anything else, Conrad, I want you to promise that you'll let me finish before you say anything."
"Sure," he said. "I promise."
"This has been a long time coming. I've tried everything to stop it. Nothing has worked. The shrinks, the drugs."
Conrad quirked an eyebrow. She caught his glance and clasped her hands in her lap, and her voice pitched lower, almost a whisper.
I think of you when I masturbate. I can't think of anything, anyone but you. I've tried to stop, but my mind just keeps coming back."
Conrad blinked, then quirked a half smile. "Did I hear what I thought I heard?"
"Yes, you did."
"Why are you telling me? This is the kind of thing that married women usually keep secret."
"I have to. It's consuming me. I did it 6 times on Friday, 2 times in the bathroom at the office, and 1 at my desk after everyone else had gone. Then 8 times on Saturday, and 9 yesterday. Conrad, it's consuming me. It's becoming an obsession."
"All right, but that doesn't answer my question."
"No, you don't understand. I'm telling you so I'll stop. I'm telling you so you'll know what a freak I am, and it'll break this terrible tension."
Conrad shook his head and sat back in the seat. "You've got to be kidding me. This is a joke, right? Robin put you up to this. It's some kind of dare."
"I'm telling the truth, Conrad."
"Why me? I'm no one special," he said. "I'm just Conrad from QA.
She picked up her cup and sipped. It was still too hot, but the cup felt good in her hands. "I don't know. It's not rational."
"So you're saying you're obsessed with me? Is this some kind of proposition?"
"No, just the opposite. I want to make it stop."
"Well, you've told me." He was looking into her eyes. He took a sip from his cup, still holding her gaze. She looked down. He set his cup back on the saucer.
"Prove it."
She looked up at him, a question in her eyes.
"Prove it,"
he repeated. His voice was low, quiet. Her hands started to shake.
"Conrad, no, I..."
She looked over at the barista. She was behind the espresso machine, paying no attention to Hannah or her conversation.
"Prove it."
Hannah drew in a shaky breath. Her hand clutched the hem of her skirt where it swung back from the point of her knee. She swallowed and turned towards Conrad, away from the bright windows.
"Yes," she said. "That will do it. That will make it... make me stop. One last time. Right here."
She pulled the hem of her skirt up, slowly, along the side of her thigh, her eyes locked with Conrad's. She spread her knees apart, just a little, just enough, and her hand disappeared under the skirt. "That's it," said Conrad. "Show me you mean it." Hannah's hand burrowed deeper. Conrad could see the unmistakable movement in his peripheral vision, but he kept his eyes on Hannah's face. He watched her eyes become heavy-lidded, languid. He saw her lips part and her jaw grow slack. She bit her lip lightly, and the little shudder passed through her body. She drew in a breath in four short gasps and held it, still staring into Conrad's eyes. Her elbows pulled in tight against her body, and her knees bent, pulling her feet to the base of the chair. Slowly her body grew taut, a wire that ran from Conrad's eyes through the chair, through the espresso machine and the barista, and out into the air, into the sky, vibrating, thrumming, stretching, until it snapped. Hannah's breath escaped, and she bent forward, clamping her hand between her thighs. Her breathing became heavy, almost labored, and quiet moans escaped her lips. Slowly, slowly, the spasms passed. She pushed herself back upright in her chair. Her face was flushed, and a thin sheen of perspiration had broken out on her forehead. She straightened her skirt. Conrad made a reassuring motion in the direction of the barista. "It's okay," he said. "She's fine." The barista went back to cleaning her machine. Hannah took a handkerchief from her purse and wiped her forehead.
I better go clean up," she said. "I can't go back to the office like this."
She rose and walked to the restroom, one hand touching the wall for stability. Hannah washed her hands and looked at herself in the mirror. Her hair was disheveled, her makeup needed work, and the feeling hadn't gone away. She pulled out a brush and started putting her hair back in order.
"I'm going to have to quit," she said to her reflection. "That's all there is to it."
"That would be quite a shame," said Conrad, closing the door behind him. Hannah spun around.
"Conrad, we can't, we..."
Conrad put a finger to her lips.
"Shh."
He leaned down, kissed her tenderly, a quick brush of the lips, and then again with passionate intensity. He pulled her to him, one arm at the small of her back, the other behind her head. She held his shoulders desperately. When they broke the embrace, Hannah looked into Conrad's eyes and then took his left hand in hers. With trembling fingers, she gently removed the plain golden band from his fourth finger and set it on the immaculate white porcelain sink. Another ring, smaller than his, joined it moments later. Conrad started to unbutton Hannah's blouse, but she pushed his hands away and pulled her blouse up out of her skirt, lifting her pink satin bra along with it. Her pale breasts, tipped with pink fleshy beads, shone in the fluorescent light. Conrad took one in each hand and lavished attention on them with his lips and tongue. Hannah leaned back against the wall and sighed, running her hands through Conrad's hair.
"Conrad, no more. No more preliminaries."
She reached up under her skirt and pulled down a pink satin thong. It fell heavily around her ankles. She turned and pulled her skirt up over her waist and then braced herself against the wall.
"Now."
Conrad unbuckled his pants and dropped them on the ground. His keys and coins clashed against the tiles. With another swift motion, his boxers joined them, and his full, pulsing prick lowered like the guns of the New Jersey taking aim. He placed one hand cradling Hannah's sex and the other on her hips, and gently guided his cock into position. Slowly, he eased his way in, savoring the sensation.
"Damn it, Conrad! Fuck me!"
Hannah was almost shouting. She slammed her body backwards, pushing off from the wall, impaling herself on Conrad's member. Conrad smiled and tried not to laugh. "She's going to hear you," he said, quietly, as he started a gentle rhythm with his hips. "I don't care," Hannah grunted, and pushed backwards again. "Harder!" Conrad smiled and obliged her. "Is that better?" Hannah moaned. She reached back and grabbed one of Conrad's wide hands and brought it up to her breast. It felt warm in his hand, and her nipple poked insistently into his palm. He brought his other hand up and groped her greedily. She used her leverage against the wall to force herself backwards against him, meeting his thrusts. "I guess that's... better." Conrad's breathing started getting deeper, and his voice dropped a tone or two. "Oh, yeah." The smell of sex ignited Conrad's desire. His jaws clamped together, and his grunts emerged through gritted teeth. Conrad felt that tightening at the base of his cockshaft and pushed forward, holding Hannah against the wall, holding still. She squirmed, wanting more. The urge passed, and he started thrusting again, a little slower. He felt Hannah's fingers begin rubbing furiously at her flower, and she arched her back, narrowly missing Conrad's nose with her head. Conrad nipped her neck where it met her shoulder. Hannah suddenly went quiet, holding her breath. Conrad felt her body start to spasm around him, and he held her tight while she twitched and bucked. She released a long, guttural breath, and he held her tighter as her body relaxed involuntarily. When she had recovered enough from her orgasm to hold herself up again, he straightened and put his hands back on her hips. Conrad didn't hold back. He flung his body against hers, letting his body set the meter of his movements. As his own body tensed and coiled, he growled out his passion until at last it burst forth and his ecstasy shouted her name in exultation. They stood there, conjoined, breathing, gliding, until there was a knock on the door. Time resumed ticking. They rearranged their clothes and tried to erase the evidence of their ardor. Conrad picked up his ring and slipped it back into its well-accustomed place. "Well," he said, a crooked smile on his face, "did you have fun, honey?" She put on its mate and poked him in the ribs familiarly. "Honestly." Theme music for Nobilis Erotica is Forever My Love by EL84 and is provided by music.podshow.com. Thanks for listening.